All right, everyone. Last looks. Quiet on set. Roll sound. Sound speed. Roll camera. Camera speed. Scene one, take one. Mark it. And action. Hi, I'm Ed, the host of Savannah on Film, and we explore the economic and cultural impact and values of the film industry in Savannah through conversations with people who work in the industry and related fields. You can find us here on WRUULP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings, community radio with global soul. Everyone, hello the world. Welcome to another episode of Savannah on Film. I'm your host, Ed Susevich, and you're listening to this right now on WRUU.org. It is the Saturdays from 7 to 8 p.m. on 107.5 FM. Welcome to 2022, and today's a very special show. Savannah on Film, there's going to be some changes upcoming, and this will be the last show, at least for a while. This will be the last show on WRUU on the radio format, but don't worry, Savannah on Film's not going anywhere. We just won't be on the radio. And I want to first off start out by thanking everyone at WRUU for giving me the opportunity to check off something that I didn't even realize was on my bucket list, and that was being a DJ in radio. And who knows what the future holds. Savannah on Film will continue in different formats, and if you're watching the video on YouTube, that's where you'll be able to find us. You can go there and subscribe to our YouTube channel. I just need one more subscriber before I have the full Savannah on Film title, but just go in there and type Savannah on Film into YouTube search and you will find us. And we're gonna still be interviewing people, talking to people in the film industry. And we are still going to continue to do a lot of things. I've got some bigger plans of what I plan to do with the show. Maybe some very big interviews. Probably do some live streams on YouTube. You can still catch anything we do in podcast form wherever you get your podcast from, including our back catalog is still there, including all of our video versions that we've done, and other things, episodes of Savannah on Film. And first off, you may be asking, why are you not continuing on WRUU? It's nothing against the station. It's just since the pandemic has begun, it's just been easier for me to do the show from home, from my home studio. And with the pandemic still going on, with Omicron still a thing, that's the latest thing. It's just a better suit for me. I certainly wish everybody at the studio, and suggest if you haven't listened to WRUU, you might want to do that, because it's a very diverse station. We've got a lot of really awesome personalities there. I enjoy the part that there's so much diversity there, and there's so many great things going on, from music, from news. For several years, off and on, WRUU has been voted by the Connect Savannah poll as number one radio station and number one talk radio. And Savannah on Film, since 2018, April of 2018, when we started there, and which is a month before we had the YouTube channel, by the way. And anyway, it's been a great pleasure in learning about radio and doing a lot of things there with this show. It's been nice to be part of the number one radio station in Savannah from the Connect Savannah voters. And it's been wonderful to be part of the number one talk radio and number one radio station. I said that. Okay. I'm wearing my WRUU 107.5 FM Savannah shirt, if you're watching the video and all that. So still, they're always looking for support there. It's local radio. And if you care about local radio, as I do, and as many do, you'll listen and you'll maybe think about giving to the station. And that would be awesome. I know they would appreciate it. It's nice to do what needs to be done to keep it on the air and to get those diverse voices out there to our community. So, going forth, Savannah on Film, I'm going to change up a few things here and there as technology allows me to, and I hope to really snatch some more awesome interviews. This show, it's kind of with a heavy heart that I say goodbye to WRUU. Like I said, it may not be forever. I may be back. Who knows? Who knows what the future holds? If 2020 through 2022 has taught any of us anything in this decade alone so far, anything is possible, good or bad, and it would only be good. You got to look on the brighter side of life, and there's so much to look around and be discouraged about, but I strongly encourage you to not let that weigh upon you. We've dealt with a lot of things in the film industry as we continue to deal with COVID and onto the Omicron strain, and whatever lies ahead in the future, we don't know. But the industry made it through, and a lot of industries, a lot of people made it through. We've all, like I have personally lost family members. I've lost a lot. We all have. It's to say that the last couple years, this would be, I guess, 2020, 21, and 22, there have been a lot of great times, but there have been a lot of sad times. There's been a lot of losses, and I know a lot of my listeners out there, you've been touched by the loss of loved ones, friends, colleagues, and in the film industry, of course, and other industries outside of film and TV. And it's been tough, and it still remains tough. And things have gotten better. And I'm an optimist, so I believe things will always get better. And so I'm always looking on the brighter side of things. And so with that being said, I just hope that you enjoy this show. And we're just doing a little retrospective of the last, almost 4 years. I got to do the math. If you're watching the video, you're going to see me counting on my fingers. Yes, because we started in April of 2018. On WRUU 107.5 FM and WRUU.org. Savannah Soundings. Community radio with Global Soul. That'll probably be the last time I'll get to say that for a while, at least. We started in June of 2018. So 2018 to 2019, 2020, 2021. So that's right. 4 years, almost five. Is that about right? I don't know. You do the math. I'm not a mathematician. No, I'm just joking. Well, no, I'm not a mathematician. I'm not joking. But anyhow, so what has this show meant for me? Well, like I said, if you know me or if you don't, here's pulling the curtain back a little bit. I've always loved sound, being a production sound mixer in the film industry. And being a person that I am, I always love to lift other people up, to give people, this show was, the purpose of it was to give us, and still is, to give a spotlight, especially to those who might not always get that spotlight. So, am I still looking for guests to be on Savannah on Film? Of course, yes. How that plays out will play out over YouTube, and we're also going to be on Facebook, and, let me just switch screens here. If you're watching the video, this will make sense. Otherwise, if you're listening, I'll try to talk you through. But this is Savannah on Film on YouTube. And as of the recording of this, we have 99 subscribers. I need one more to rename the channel. So if you want to subscribe, that would be great. And but this is our, if you go to the About part of our page, it says, welcome to Savannah on Film. Our mission is to explore the economic and cultural impacts and values of the film industry in Savannah through conversations with people who work in the industry and related fields. We joined May 31st, 2018. Over 4,000, almost 4,000 views at the recording of this on the YouTube channel. And so you can see all this on YouTube there if you have a chance to go there. We've got playlists, so... there's the most popular, different, you know, all the different types of playlists that they have on there. And so you can see all of that there. The videos are our uploads, our most recent ones. You can see the views and everything. And if you go to the home screen, you'll see a welcoming video from myself. Like I said, I'll be trying to do some live streams and different things with that. So that's, you know, coming in the future there. And that's weird. I'm looking at the screen watching myself talk. It's muted. But that's just a little crazy there. So back to the main screen here. So doing Savannah on Film has been a labor of love. We don't get paid for this. You know, WRUU is volunteer station. I don't generate enough income right now on the YouTube channel as... you know, to make this a business of sorts. It's just been a labor of love. And I love talking. I love talking to people. One of the things about the pandemic was not being able to talk to people. And it's been remotely, it's been text, it's been, you know, phone calls and meeting people in the industry other than working on a couple projects. Like I got to work on the film Devotion. That was a year ago. A year ago, I was working on that, so that's, I can't wait for that to come out. That's gonna be very good to see that film when it comes out. So excited. Fantastic group of folks I got to work with there. Highly professional and just super awesome people on that. But we want to hear what you've got to say. You can, our email is savannahonfilm@gmail.com. That's savannahonfilm@gmail.com. So if you want to send us any kind of correspondence, well wishes, whatever, you can. If you're watching the video when this video comes out, say something nice in the comments, like the videos if you want. You know, it's all your choice. You know, no pressure, no pressure. Do what you feel like doing. And I hope that you will continue to follow us on this journey. And, but I was talking about, you know, fulfilling a bucket list and, you know, of things. I don't know that I necessarily like the term bucket list, but it seems to encapsulate what everybody talks about, you know, like things that you really want to do in life. And I love radio. I love sound, being a sound mixer, of course. I've had so many interesting gigs that I've had the opportunity to work on, and a lot more maybe to come in the future. We'll see. Don't be afraid to change it up. I had to change it up about a year ago, what I was doing, and don't be afraid. Don't let fear rule you and tell you you can't do this. It things have been hard during a pandemic. I have to say the productions I've been on during the pandemic, they did everything. I don't think they could have done it even better, any better than they were managed. from what I could tell, and as my experience was. And so the industry is going to continue on. Streaming's a big thing. It's not just regular TV. It's not just films. It's everything else. It's been exciting. And it's been, you know, I'm thinking of what I'm saying here as I'm saying it. So I know that you all listen. We originally were we on Saturdays? Were we always on Saturdays on the radio? I'm trying to think. I think we were like 3 to 4 p.m. or something like that on Saturdays. And then we moved to a later time slot, 7, 8 p.m. on Saturdays. So you're not going to be hearing us on WRUU anymore, at least for the foreseeable future, because of, you know, we're just not going to be on there. And we're going to continue the YouTube channel. We're going to do a lot of different things with it. Got a lot of plans. But since 2018, just going in, pitching the idea of Savannah on Film, coming up with the idea, pitching it, and the powers that be saying yes to that, and being a voice for the film industry. I've always said that Savannah on Film is a voice, because I never wanted to say, I could say the voice, but there's a lot of voices out there, and it's like the competition in the film industry. It's not who's the best. It's not all of that. It's not who is doing their thing. You know, we all do our own creative things. We do them differently. We all come at things from a different angle. We have different ways of looking at things and achieving goals. And I'm so proud of the professionals that I've worked with, not just in radio, but in, of course, the film industry, and learning so much from the guests that I've had on the show since June of 2018, that summer. I guess Garth Brooks would say, I'll often think about that summer, right? But I'm fulfilling a lot of being on the radio things, and then it's nice to talk to people. It's really wonderful to talk to professionals, to learn from them, to see. There's been so many people that I would feature them on the show, and the next thing you'd know, the other outlets in town and powers that be would feature them, and I'd feel a little bit of kind of a sense of pride, you know, that I was able to interview them. There were some interviews I wanted to do, but when COVID hit, things got a little bit difficult personally, you know, and getting a show out and at different times, and you know, some people rise to the occasion, but when you have death and you see it around you, and you have to deal with that best you can. And we all deal in our own ways. We all grieve in our own ways. We all move on. Some of us bounce back quicker than others. Some of us don't sometimes. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's no judgment there. You know, we make it through the way we make it through. And everybody's journey is different. There's not one certain way to do a certain thing. We all can overcome any obstacles that we have, I believe, and we just move forward with it. And you just make it do. How do they say? Make it do what it do. And so, you know, that's what we've been doing. It's about persistence. One word I've always used is pivoting. You know, I've had to pivot in my career. You have to be flexible, and especially in the film industry. And there's nothing wrong with that. I certainly am excited for what the future holds. If you're watching the video, you'll see back here, I've got my little WRUU koozie there. It's on the Galveston, though. It's a film I worked on, and I guess that would have been early 2017, came out in 2018. Right, there's a hat right there. If you can see in the video, I'm pointing. That's from Devotion. That's some of the swag we got from there. That's coming out hopefully in 2022. Date to be determined as of the recording of this video. We're in late January, or when I'm recording this. Which actually, I guess, I don't know. Yeah, something like that. It's 2022, so when we're recording this. But if you want to subscribe, like, or follow Sven on Film, we are our social media. We are, of course, on YouTube. And that's really where the action is going to happen. I'll still make announcements on the Facebook page, Savannah on Film, on Facebook. So you'll be able to follow any updates. I've been posting more articles from other sites as well, just about entertainment in general, trying to widen the scope. And just because the show is called Savannah on Film, it doesn't mean it's everything just made locally, even though I do put a big spotlight on that to see some of the infrastructure since we've started this show, talking about it in almost every episode about infrastructure. We're having studios coming. There's talk of that once again. We're on Instagram at Savannah on Film Radio. I guess I'll have to keep that. I don't post as much on Instagram. I'm told I need to get onto TikTok, but I don't know. But on Twitter, we're Savannah on Film 1, like the number 1. It's all together Savannah on Film 1. And Facebook, of course, is Savannah on Film. And those are our different media outlets where you can follow us. I can promise you that on Facebook, I'll definitely put updates. So if that's the one place you want to go, if you want to say, okay, where's one place? Excuse me. Pardon me there. Am I back? Okay. My throat's just a little dry there from talking. It's winter time here in Savannah. We almost had snow or ice the other day. Which reminds me, I think about 2018, we had a snowstorm, I think it was, which was around January, February, or something like that. On Facebook, we're Savannah on Film, and I'm going to always have updates on there. I usually update that pretty regularly. Instagram, not as much, YouTube is where we're going to have all the content stored. And of course, the audio is going to be on Apple Podcast. I like Google Play, Google Podcasts. And that's where I listen to a lot of stuff there. I find a lot of things there. And my phone just heard me when I said that, Google. Getting a little whatever there. I don't know. I'm not rambling on here. I'm just having a heart to heart with you guys. So I hope that you will continue to watch the show, listen to this show. We're gonna have new guests on, just like, you know, I'm not radically changing things, but I will be adding some elements, hopefully, to the YouTube channel. Especially, there'll be exclusives on there. We'll have a lot of I want to do some live streams, you know, like we've done, you know, I may have this video come up and do like I usually do on a Saturday night. Usually I would put the show out from 7 to 8 p.m. on 107.5 FM WRUU.org, which is Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul. And it would be there, and then at 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, or however long the video went. Sometimes there was extra content on the videos because we went a little bit longer, you know. We kind of cut it for the 1 hour for the radio station, but sometimes we went longer than that. Like if the guest really gets into something, we'll explore it further. And that's another thing on that, on YouTube, I'll be able to expand the talk. There won't be time limits. I won't have to worry about commercial breaks or anything because it's YouTube. And you know, other than ads they might throw up on there or something, I don't know, who knows. But we have a lot of fun with that, and I look forward, if you're interested, it's SavannahOnFilm@gmail.com. I mentioned that before. That's our email. You can email us there. Contact us through the Facebook page, SavannahOnFilm, or any of our social media. And you will be able to, there's a good chance I can get you on the show. We can talk about what your projects are. I still want to focus locally and talk about stuff locally. Sometimes there's things I probably don't say on the radio that I might say otherwise. And that would be on, you know, especially on YouTube and places like that. Nothing salacious there or anything like that. I'm just saying sometimes my guest will get into deeper details and then we're able to get on in just, you know, an hour format. And that's just, you know, time constraints mainly. But so you have to have a passion for what you're doing in life. And over the last 6 months, it's been hard for me. I've lost a little bit of my passion in some things. And, you know, life kind of can beat you down. Things can get a little bad. I don't want you to feel bad for me. Things are good. I'm good. We're all good. But, you know, these are tough times. I'm an honest person, or I like to think I'm pretty honest with people. You kind of know what you're getting with me. And I like that my guests, in fact, I've had guests on here that said they like my interview styling that I have, because it's not just like typical questions, even though I did develop a bit of an outline, because I have to kind of stay within an outline, because otherwise I will ramble on. All my friends know that. And it's just because I really love talking to people and I'm just highly interested in them and what they're doing. But sometimes we go off script. You know, I was told, especially early on, by some of my guests, especially one of my guests, he's like, no one prepares for an interview like you do. He's like, I had this one guy who's, really, really good friend. He was, in the industry and he said, there was one point, it might've been in a video somewhere. Maybe I could find the clip and put it up somewhere. I don't know. But I had like 17 pages of notes on this person. I really do my homework is what they were saying. And I think you have to. But, you know, as this show has progressed and through the years, more comfortable in my skin, I can kind of do the show with my eyes closed. And I always want the show to be fresh, you know. And when I record it, mainly for two reasons. Like the video, I don't ever want to edit video. I do that, but it's not something that comes to me as natural as audio does. So audio's different, you know. I can pour over audio for hours and hours, and I used to pour over it with my podcast. If you're watching the video, you'll see my little placard here or sign for Geek Homeworld. And if you want to follow me there, that's my geek channel where I just talk about film. I talk about films. I talk about the film industry and other stuff. But just, you know, geek out on Marvel, DC, Star Wars. And as you can see, I've got Grogu right there, Baby Yoda. And you can see the paraphernalia behind me in my studio here. And I'll be doing some really cool things on that channel. It's a little bit different than here on Savannah on Film. But Savannah on Film, like I said, will always be focusing on the local film industry and how it affects the film industry. But it's not just Savannah. So, you know, I'll be talking to people, hopefully, that are, you know, really big names in the industry. I'm just going to put this out here because, you know, if you put it out to the universe, maybe it comes true. I want to do an interview with Tom Cruise. I am a big Tom Cruise fan, so I'll say it right there. If Tom Cruise should happen across this Savannah on Film video with me, Ed Cicevich, the host, I would love to do an interview. I promise you it'll be nothing like you've ever ever heard before, because I'm going to probably just be a big fan. I'd love some of the big shots like Spielberg. Who wouldn't want Spielberg? Let's dream. Let's just keep dreaming. Let's just keep going for the sky here, right? So I want George Lucas on the show, and I might have him on my Geek Home World show. You'd know if I got George Lucas on me or any of these people I've mentioned, because it would just be, you know, it'll be all over social media. You wouldn't be able to shut me up about the interview. So, all hail George Lucas, who created Star Wars and hopefully is continuing to have his influence there. As we see the Book of Boba Fett is on, and, you know, the other things that are coming, and, oh my gosh, season two of The Mandalorian with Luke Skywalker. Ah! And so if you're a geek and you're listening to this, and, you know, you might be interested in my geek homeworld. It's on YouTube, and sure, you can like and subscribe. You're only going to make me happier by doing that. But we've got I've been doing that podcast since 2014, I think. So that's, I'm counting on my fingers. That's 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. September will be, I think September 7th roughly will be 5, 6, 7. That's 8 fingers. So it'll be 8 years doing the podcast, the Geek Homeworld podcast. And I haven't put out much content. If you're watching this, I haven't really put out any content there since about June with the Loki series. And we've already had other things come up. And it's just, I don't know. I just kind of get in a groove of things. And, you know, and I've been watching all my Disney Plus shows because I'm a geek at heart. And I always will be. I'll always love radio. In the future, I would love to work in radio. I'd love to work in paid radio. That would, you know, to bring in some income, that would be wonderful. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. That's just, you know, not my destiny or whatever. I'm thankful once again, as I said earlier in the broadcast, and I'll say again, to WRUU. It's an all-volunteer station, and few years that the station's been in operation, it's grown exponentially, and that's pretty fantastic, I think. You can't really say much more than that. Then that's, you know, that's pretty phenomenal to be voted number one radio station and number one talk radio. And like I said, to be part of that, you know, wonderful group of people. And even though it's all volunteer, we give for our hearts and our souls, and we love what we do, all of us. So please continue listening to WRUU. Just because our show won't be on there regularly doesn't mean you have to stop listening. You're going to find a lot of great stuff there. And you get the signal 107.5 FM in Savannah. It's roughly a 60-mile range. I could be wrong on that. Forgive me if I'm not right or wrong. www.wruu.org, and as we say, Savannah Soundings, and I always do it with a voice, Savannah Soundings, community radio with global soul. But you can still listen there. You can listen online sometimes, and some of your other apps that you're able to listen to on. We've got to hit some commercial breaks here since this is still the radio portion of this. So you're listening on 107.5 FM WRUU, Savannah Soundings, community radio with global soul. I'm your host, Ed Susevich. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these few announcements here on WRUU 107.5 FM, Savannah Soundings, community radio with global soul.
Are you hesitant about receiving the coronavirus vaccination? Contact your physician. It is estimated that 97% of all physicians have been vaccinated. What do they know that you don't know? Or talk to a friend or relative who has been vaccinated and find out why they have taken it. For more information, contact www.cdc.gov.
Need a vaccine? You can visit vaccines.gov or text your zip code to 438827 to find a vaccination site near you. For the information in Spanish, text vacuna, 822-862. Again, if you need a vaccine, you can visit vaccines.gov or text your zip code to 438829 to find a vaccine site in your area. For information in Spanish, text vacuna, 822-862. Disasters don't stop even during a pandemic. The Red Cross is here to help when disasters strike. They respond to a disaster every 8 minutes. They help people to prepare for disasters, and they help prevent disasters such as home fires. The Red Cross saves lives by providing blood. And now, free COVID-19 antibody testing is available when donating blood with the Red Cross. More information about Red Cross services and donating blood can be found at www.redcross.org.
To be able to go back to the movies.
Introduce my family to my new girlfriend.
For my husband, who's been a chronic asthmatic his whole life.
So I can visit friends in a different state.
So I can take my granddaughter out to the park again.
So that I can hug my 85-year-old grandma again.
We each have our own reason for why we're getting vaccinated against COVID-19. What will yours be? Visit getvaccineanswers.org for information on the COVID-19 vaccines. It's up to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
WRUU brings you the most diverse and passionate local radio programming on the air in Savannah. This all-volunteer and nonprofit community radio station accepts no money from any form of government. Our diversity and independence is made possible only through the generous financial support of listeners like you. We rely on your annual and ongoing monthly contributions to cover the many costs associated with bringing you our broadcast and web programming. If you are a contributor, thank you. If you're not yet a contributor, please show your appreciation of the role WRUU plays in your life by becoming a contributor in any amount. You can donate quickly and easily by credit card or check. Just find the donate and subscribe links at WRUU.org. Thanks for listening to and supporting WRUU.
You're listening to WRUU-LP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings, community radio with Global Soul.
And we're back here on Savannah on Film. For the last possible time, who knows, we'll see what the future holds, on WRUU 107.5 FM, Savannah, Georgia. We are Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul, and that's WRUU.org if you want to listen there on the internet. And so we're continuing. This is the final show as far as I... No, right now. This is the final show on WRUU. I want to thank everybody who's been a guest of the show. It's not the end. It's not the end of Savannah on Film. As I said, you'll see it if you watch the video on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and if you want to. And go to YouTube and type in Savannah on Film. That'll pull up the channel. And then you'll see... you can subscribe there for new content, new videos, et cetera, et cetera. And the show is going to continue on. We're going to be doing some fun things, some live streams, some different things. We're going to have some, you know, great guests. I was talking about some of my dream guests. I'm going to dream really big, which I always kind of have dreamed really big. But I'm going to make a lot of these things come to fruition. Somehow, we're going to interview Tom Cruise. We're going to interview George Lucas. We're going to have Steven Spielberg on. Who knows? Scorsese, I don't know. It's who knows what we're going to do. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're still going to focus on the Savannah film industry and how it affects all the good and all the bad. We're going to be honest. We always have been about the industry. And well, I want to hear from creators that are up and coming. I want to hear from those SCAD students that are making their student films that are, you know, doing their senior thesis film, and then they're moving on with their career. So we've had several on here that have gone on to really good things. We've had some sound designers, a sound designer on here that's moved on to some Hollywood big budget films. He's done really wonderful. We've had some actors that are really A-listed or, you know, or come very close to being A-listers themselves. And we're going to have a lot more. We've had a lot of, I've got a few of my favorite interviews and a few people that you'll see. And there's more people that I can mention because I don't want to mention anybody's name because I'm going to forget somebody and it'll be somebody important. We've had many fans of the show, many people not even in the industry, but were just curious about film. Like when I started Savannah on Film, the premise for me was I wanted to put a spotlight on up-and-coming filmmakers in the local area and to be a voice for the Savannah film industry, the Savannah film community that we have. And I intend on working still within that and having people on here who are making an impact, who are making good quality entertainment. And let us not forget that one of the things we talked about in this show, one of the things I believe in is mentorship. And let's not get out there and block other people from the industries. There's some ugliness in the industry. I've seen it myself. And people think they're doing no harm when they really are. But, you know, that's, you can't dwell on things. You just move on. You learn from them and you move on. But all in all, 99% of the people I've come in contact with have been just wonderful, creative people. They've become masters of their craft. They're learning and growing. And everybody, you have to realize, has a certain learning curve. There, you know, we don't all learn the same way. We are all different. We all are passionate about what we do. Sometimes you'll start out in the industry thinking this is my one true path, and then something else will catch your fancy or catch, you know, your eye and your creative eye, as so to speak. And then you'll end up saying, well, gosh, I really want to do this instead, or I'm going to try this. And when we talked about pivoting, you know, I've pivoted before, and I've been an accounting clerk, and which is something I didn't think I'd get to do. And it was one of the most fulfilling jobs I've had in the film industry. And I've been on set, of course, many times, being a production sale mixer on a lot of films, and that's rewarding. But it was also nice to work in the offices. You know, it was nice to take a little change of pace to kind of see the other side of the industry. And it's only made me a more well-rounded person. And I'm always about, moving forward and learning new things. I like to say that every day I learn something new. I never think that I'm bigger or smarter than, you know, everyone else. I don't look at life that way. I'm here to learn. I'm here to grow just like the next person. And I want to achieve great things. I have achieved great things in my life, things that I'm proud of. And Savannah on Film will still continue on. And I'm still proud of Savannah on Film. And I will probably always, it's always going to have a place in my heart. And I don't want to keep reminiscing too much, but this is the one episode where I guess I get to reminisce. And we've got a lot of things coming in the film industry that, you know, believe it or not, I've only seen Spider-Man Far From Home. No, No Way Home. Excuse me. I only saw it once. And that's when I went out of the theaters once. I saw it. And I've been meaning to get back. Life's just been hectic. And you know how life gets. And with the pandemic and stuff like that, it's kind of hard sometimes to get out in the theaters where you feel safe enough to do it. And it was a great situation going to see it and seeing almost pre-pandemic crowds and loving the film, enjoying it. It's one of the highlights of 2021 for me. And we're going to have so much more. We're going to be talking about so much here on Savannah on Film. And, you know, seeing the industry, where is it going? What's coming up? We've got so many things coming up in the industry. There are a lot of films that have been pushed back, you know, that we're going to see later. On my Geek Home World podcast on YouTube, it's also in podcast form, Geek Home World. We'll probably talk more about stuff like that, where we'll really get into it and really geek out on things like that. So that's my other place you'll find me if you're looking to find me. Hopefully I'll see some of you around town when it's, you know, when it's safe enough to kind of socialize and see each other, you know, So it's just been it's been a heck of a couple of 3 years so far, but 4 or 5 years, I guess you could almost say, whatever, since 2018. But the last three with the pandemic, it just won't go away. We're just learning to live with it and learning to get through, and we can do this together. We all do our parts, and we're going to be fine, you know. It's going to be some sad times, some rough times, but we make it through, and you can always come to Geek Home World or Sven on Film if you want to talk, or, you know, hit me up on the DMs there, and we'll you know, chat or whatever, you know, and because we're going to talk about different things and about the industry. So there's more. I didn't, you can probably tell, I have a friend of mine who had a show here on WRUU, and he's like, he more kind of shoots from the cuff, and I have to have a bit of a plan, but I still go off script many times, like that, like I was saying earlier. I literally had like 17 pages of just, like, I think on the video I just like threw them to the side. I'm like, you know what, I don't need this script, I know you well enough, you know, I love the story we're having, the conversation. And that's what Savannah on Film is. I've been flattered. There's been a lot of shows that do what I do, and or what Savannah on Film has done and still will do, and the void of us not being necessarily on the radio, someone else is probably going to fill that void, and I wish them well. But nobody can do what I do, how I do. And I want you to remember that in your life. No one can do exactly what you do the way you do it. And so be unique, be yourself, and that's what I'm being. I'm being authentic here. So I've always tried to be that on the show, and I've always tried to not make myself the one that gets all the attention. I do like attention, don't get me wrong. I would love to see my name on a marquee. That's fine, you know, whatever. TV, radio, whatever. But the show, Savannah on Film, is about Savannah on Film. Simply as that. And it's about, as I said, it's not just me. I would tell a lot of my guests, well, the show isn't about me, it's about you. When you're here, whether you're in my studio, and maybe, you know, one day I'll have people over to the studio when it's, you know, safe enough to do so. My studio, I mean, my home studio. But, or other places we might end up recording. But the thing is, nobody can do what you can do. You know, so it's like very important. My mind is starting to wander here, but I just, yeah, it's not just about me, even though there's nothing wrong in having pride in what you do. And I've always worked very hard and very diligently. You don't see behind the scenes. Maybe, you know, on the YouTube channel, I'll do a behind the scenes. You should see my studio right now. It's my bookcase, kind of. I have a couple bookcases here. I have one over here that has all my Star Wars books and all my comics and DVDs and Blu-rays and stuff like that, that I have. And I don't know why I still have some of that stuff, but, you know, I'm a bit of a collector. But the bookcase kind of had too much on it, and so I've got to either fix it. I really need to replace it. So I've kind of got books stacked up everywhere. I don't want to show you my messy off-camera stuff, but in the studio, but the show, as I was saying, it's not just about me. It's about my guests. And when they're here, I've always tried to make them feel welcome. I'm not a gotcha kind of guy, you know. Even though I've had some people that are like, you know, throw them hardball questions at me, I'm ready to take it. I've had a few guests like that. You know, I had a casting director on at the time, and he's fabulous. He's just a fantastic person, and you know who you are. And first question was, so you're a casting director? And he's like, well, I'm trying to transition out of being a casting director. And I'm like, oh God, in my mind, I'm like, what's happening? And it was one of my favorite interviews, and he's been on more than once. If you want to know who that is, you'll have to check out the YouTube channel. Just go on YouTube, search for Savannah on Film. Once we get one more sub, I need one more sub on the channel. And if I get one more subscriber to Savannah on Film, I'll be able to name it Savannah on Film or whatever, you know, rename the channel. So, But anyway, we've grown the channel exponentially, like well over like 4,000 hours, I think, if I've done the metrics right. And I get these little TubeBuddy certificates that tells me, you know, in the analytics on YouTube, the videos have been watched. A lot of my back catalog continually gets watched. When I started out the YouTube channel, I didn't have Zoom. It was pre-pandemic, so didn't have, you know, a lot of the faculties together. Like I said, I'm not a video guy. I'm an audio guy. So I didn't have all that together, so I wasn't quite sure how all that fit in. And so I would spend days upon days and make these, like, videos. And it's kind of like do you remember Windows Movie Maker? I don't know if that might have been what I was using, and it doesn't exist anymore, but I was using that. And when I did that, you know, I was able to, it was just basically pictures, and then of course the soundtrack, you know, of the show or whatever, the actual, you know, spoken part of the show, the audio was there. And then I have different pictures of them when I talked about different things, different headshots and different things like that. And it evolved into, you know, being able to use Zoom and do interviews, because at first I couldn't, you know, it wasn't something I conceived of in 2020, and COVID changed everything. So I had to learn how to do this show, and they graciously let me do it and, you know, upload to the station remotely. And I've had some fascinating people, even people outside of the film industry, that have been on here. And there's one video that's, I think it's featured on a page, on the YouTube page. It's one of the featured videos where we talked about race relations inside and outside of the film industry. It was still one of my favorite things we've done with Savannah on Film. You know, because film is life, but and often life is reflected in film, in social issues and otherwise. And so, and I got a lot of, I don't always answer all of the requests. I mean, I had people that wanted to continue those discussions, and, you know, we may, you know, I'm not saying no to anything. It's, always leave it wide open. But I'm proud of that video. I'm proud of a lot of things that I've been able to accomplish with Savannah on Film. And like I said, it's not over. You know, and let's see, here is, let's see if I'm able to do this. There is, oops, I got to push a button or two, browser, interact. Okay, I'm learning this. I'm kind of recording this. If you want to know how I'm recording this, I'm doing this particular video. I'm not doing it on Zoom, I'm doing it on OBS. And so that's allowing me to kind of interact. But, you know, this is the channel, Savannah on Film, that's me talking. If I wanted to unmute that, you can hear that. It's a radio show where I interview people in the film industry. That's me. So there's a meta here moment there. And meta by, you know, like next level or something, you know. So I can't scroll through here. For some reason, it won't scroll. I don't know how it does or doesn't want to scroll on there. But anyway, so you can just have fun on the YouTube channel. And I've got all the live streams in there, and I've got different stuff in there. And so there's a lot going on with that, with the channel there. So I'll just switch back to that. So, so this has been fun. It's been great. I'm excited for the future. I'm healthy as I can be at the recording of this. My hopes and prayers go out to everyone who's listening, who's watched the show, who's been a part of the show. Thank you so much. Thank you for being a part of Savannah on Film. Thank you for your talent. Thank you for following your passions in life. Thank you for being guests on the show. Thank you for your comments. If you're not necessarily in the industry, or you're just curious about the film industry, or you're just a fan, there's nothing wrong with that. You can still be a part of Savannah on Film. I still consider you a part of Savannah on Film. You know, you don't have to necessarily be working in it to be a part of the film industry. You know, you can, by supporting the arts, especially film and television and all that, and even the radio station, you've really enabled me to have a creative outlet since June of 2018. And the journey's not over. I know this is usually where they end it, but the journey's not over. There's more to come. But anyway, I want to thank everybody, like I said, at the radio station, WRUU. Please keep listening. A bunch of great folks there. I can't say enough good about WRUU 107.5 FM on your radio dial in Savannah. And that's WRUU, www.wruu.org. Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul. And so you can follow them there. You won't be hearing us on there anymore, as far as what I know. You know where to find us on YouTube, Savannah on Film, Instagram, Savannah on Film Radio, Twitter, we are Savannah on Film 1, like the number 1, and Facebook, Savannah on Film. You're going to find us there. That's going to be a great place to find out what we're doing next, who's our next guest star, and announcements and all that stuff, if we're doing live streams. Of course, if you go and subscribe to Savannah on Film on YouTube, that's where you're going to see the videos. That's where you're going to get to interact in the live chats or when the video premieres. I love doing the video premieres. A lot of people seem to like that on the YouTube channel. So Savannah on Film, go there on YouTube, subscribe, hit that thumbs up button if you like it, like the videos. And thank you so much for just being a great part of my life, for being listeners, for taking Saturday afternoons, which later became evenings, and listening, and whenever you listen on the podcast, because we're in podcast form, wherever you get your podcasts, Savannah on Film, you'll still be hearing those, and the content doesn't end. In fact, I think it's going to get even better and greater, and you just won't hear us on the radio. So everybody to the radio station, love you guys, think you're great, thank you for the opportunity, thanks for helping us all be number one at WRUU 107.5 FM. I have to say goodbye for now on the radio. And thank you so much. I can't say thank you enough, but thank you, thank you, thank you. It has been an absolute honor and privilege, pleasure to be part of the WRUU family. And as I was told by the station manager, he said, you'll always be part of the WRUU family. And I thank you very much for that and kind words. I put my heart and soul into this show, and I will continue to do so. And I look forward to hearing from you all on Savannah on Film. So check us out on our social media. And I got to roll the end credits. I never know how to end this thing, but I got to end it. All right. Bye, everybody. You have been listening to another episode of Savannah on Film, where we give a voice to the Savannah film community. Please like our Facebook page, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and follow us on Twitter. This program was originally broadcast on 107.5 FM in Savannah, Georgia, and worldwide on www.wruu.org. Join us next time for more intriguing insights into the vibrant Savannah film community here at Savannah on Film.